Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. It is so good to have you with me once again. And then been on a bit of an hiatus while I was getting moved to another part of the United States. Amen. The Lord has changed my assignment and now I am here. Amen. Where the Lord has assigned me to be in this hour of our history and time. Amen. Our subject for today is We Are One Body, Be Light. Amen. I want to welcome you once again to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Elder Lydia. Amen. And thank you for joining me for this installment. We have embarked upon some very serious times in the history of mankind. We must make our callings and election sure. We must make sure we are founded on the rock, which is Jesus. He is the light of the world, and we must reflect his light. Be light. Our subject today is be light. We are one body. Be light. And then I'm having a bit of technical difficulties. Had a little bit of difficulty with our internet and getting all of my equipment. Amen. Signed into the internet, was unable to get my PC signed up, so I'm working on my iPad instead. So everything is a little bit smaller, and I'm feel a little bit off kilter. But you know what? To God be the glory. Amen. That I'm able to be here with you. It's been a while, and I have missed, amen, my time with you. And I send blessings to each and every one of you throughout the world. Amen. I know that we have many listeners all over the world. Amen. It looks like 50% of those are in France. Amen. I praise God for each and every one of you. I'm assuming that most of you are probably expats. So I praise God again for you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, over your health, and over your strength, and that you be prepared, amen, and fully equipped for everything that is ahead of us, amen. This is a serious time, and we, the body of Christ, need to examine ourselves in this hour to make sure that we are reflecting the light of Christ. He is the light of the world. And if that light is in you, the reflection that comes forth from your life ought to be the same light that he reflects, because he is that light. And we must go forward and show the rest of the world who that light is. So our behavior should be different than theirs in this hour. We should not be fearful as they are. We should not grieve as they do, because we have the light of life within us. Jesus is the way, the truth, and he is the life. He is that light, amen, that was sent down from glory, that came down through 42 generations to light up the world and to redeem us from our alienated relationship with the Father. He came forth that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And all of that is done through the light of his love, through the light of his hope, through the light of his glory. All of that comes forth, amen, and is reflected through the light of Jesus Christ, because he is that light. Amen. John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And that is from the ESV. Amen. Whoever follows him will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, I am a bit dismayed in this hour, because I have seen many saints of God, amen, not seeming as though they remember who they are. Amen. And sometimes we do go through, amen, a bit of mistaken identity. We forget who we are. Amen. And we go through some mistaken identity, as if someone has came along and stolen our identity away and caused us to forget, amen, the light that is in us, and caused us to forget the blessing of the Lord, and caused us to forget this great salvation, amen, that he has wrought in each and every one of us. But I am here before you today to remind you that Jesus is that light, and that light is in you. It came forth through the Holy Ghost and fire, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. The light came in you to remind you who you are, to cause you to remember the precepts of the Word of God, line upon line. Amen. Precept upon precept, to cause you to remember the doctrine that is of truth, to cause you to remember godliness and holiness and righteousness, amen, unto the Lord, to cause you to remember, amen, that you are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are accepted of the beloved. You are elected, amen, of God. Amen. You are the redeemed, the called, the ecclesia. You are that light. And then because the light of life is in you, you should reflect that light. So saints of God, saints of the mighty God, the God that has all power, all seeing, all knowing, and that is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. I adjure you, I admonish you today to check yourself, examine yourself, that you reflect the light of life, that the light of Jesus Christ be reflected in your life, in everything that you say, in all that you do, in the way that you walk before men, because we are in an hour, amen, that men are going to need the presence of God. They need it already, and some of them still don't know. Even the pandemic has not made them fearful enough. But the Lord is shaking us, even those of the household of faith, that we might be reminded that we belong to God. We are no longer our own. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost and fire, and he is our head. The devil does not have authority over us. So we ought to walk in the light. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John 1:7 said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Let us examine ourselves. Amen. And repent in those areas that we need to repent. And just repentance is turning away from those things. It's changing our mind. Change your mind. You don't need to walk like the world. You have the power of God in you. You don't need to sorrow like the world does. You have the authority of Jesus Christ in you. Amen. It's time for us to go back, amen, into our prayer closets. Amen. It's time for us to have more intimacy with the Lord. We are going to need those micro instructions that the Lord has given even right now, so that he will show us every step that we must take, because there are things that are coming upon this world that we are going to need precision in our walk. We're going to need precision in our obedience, and we must be light, and we must be able to see the light in order to obey the Lord in this hour. Amen. And there will be those that will come to you, amen, seeking light, amen, because the darkness will have fallen so heavily and be so thick upon them that they cannot see anything in front of them, but they'll remember, I know this woman, I know this man, amen, that professes Jesus, and they seem to be doing okay in the midst of all this chaos. I need what they have. There will be those that will come seeking that is in you, and you must be able to tell them of the hope that is within you. We are never without hope, because Jesus is the light, and in him is no darkness at all. So even in the midst of chaos, even though it be dark outside, the light of life is inside you, and you are reflecting that light, even if you don't realize it, as long as you are walking according to the word of God. I praise God. Amen. His word in Psalms 119:105 says, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amen. Even his word is a light to us. We know that this is a living word. It is alive, and it accomplishes every word that it speaks in our lives and in the history of mankind. We see where the word of God has accomplished everything that the Lord has said that it will accomplish. Glory to God. It prophesied. The word of God, it prophesied through many men and women of God. It prophesied the light would come into the earth. And that light is here, amen, and it is in us, in the presence of the Holy Ghost and fire. Glory to God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Ephesians 5 and 8 says, for at one time you were darkness. At one time we were darkness. At one time we walked exactly like the rest of the world walked. At one time we walked like them. So we know what it feels like. We know the things encountered because we have encountered those very things ourselves. Amen. But the word continues and it says, but now you are light in the Lord, because the Lord is light and we are reflecting that light. We are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Amen. Another portion of scripture calls us children of the day. Glory to God, because the light of life is in us. Be light. Be light. Be light. Be light. Yes, we are one body, members in particular, all made in the image and likeness of God, filled with his presence as one. We are one body, having different gifts, different operations, different administrations, and every part just as important to the functioning of this one body as the other. We need to reflect the light of life. Amen. We need to reflect the light of Jesus Christ. Amen. There should be no divisions, no schisms among us, because we are one body and we must reflect that light. We are in an hour that our intimacy with the Lord is important. We don't want to be as the five foolish virgins going out, amen, to meet the bridegroom with oil, amen, but having to use that oil as we go along and not having enough when the bridegroom finally arrives. Amen. We must continually stay in the presence of God that we may continue to be filled with light and filled with the oil of the anointing, so that we continue to give and continue to be refreshed by his spirit. Be light, saints of God. Be light. Glory to God. We are light. Amen. The light of God is in us. Amen. I love that scripture, and I'm going to say it again from John 8 and 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen. John 1 and 5 says, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness cannot overcome the light. Glory to God. We are more than conquerors. The darkness cannot overcome the light. We are the head and not the tail. The darkness cannot overcome the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give God the glory. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. I'm going to end shortly, but amen. I just want to say a few more things here. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but you are a chosen, and this is from a different version than the King James. It says, you are a chosen race, glory to God, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Be light, saints of God. Be light, be light, be light. Jesus is light. Amen. What does light look like? No sin, no darkness, no fear, no doubt, no prejudice. Amen. Light, just pure light, clear vision, no feedback loops. Glory to God, no frequency issues, just pure light. Glory to God. Saints of God, be light. Glory to God, be light. Amen. Light is antimicrobial. Amen. If we look at some of the properties of light that we see, amen, light provides, amen, needed elements. Glory to God. Amen. The sun gives us vitamin D, which is, amen, it very, very crucial for our functioning of our bodies as human beings. Amen. Light does that both naturally and spiritually. It provides nutrients. It provides Hallelujah. It reveals, it manifests, it clears the way. It is antimicrobial. It gets rid of the wickedness, the darkness, the germs, amen, the things that would hinder our walk with the Lord. Amen. The light reveals those things so that we can turn away from. The light reveals those things so that we can be cleansed. Light is cleansing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's revelatory. Be light. Be light. Amen. People these days in the midst of this pandemic, amen, where there is so much fear, they need to know that there is a Savior. They need to know that there is a remedy. And the remedy is Jesus. He is the panacea, the cure-all. He is the panacea for the world. Glory to God. Amen. Not all of us are in the place that the Lord would have us to be. Amen. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. And if that is you, if you do not have the light of life in you, I'm calling you today. The Lord is calling you today that you might come into the light. Amen. So that you will not be consumed by the darkness. Amen. So many things that are happening around, and we do not know what is coming next. We just know what Scripture tells us, that evil would wax worse and worse, and there would befall some horrible things upon the earth. We are starting to see those things even right now in this pandemic. Amen. In Africa, they actually have pestilence that is eating up all of their food supply. People are seeing the signs of the end right now. We are watching, amen, the words of Jesus Christ come to life before our very eyes in our generation, in this dispensation. We are seeing those things, amen, that are written in Revelation, those things that Jesus said himself coming to pass right now. Saints of God, we must be on our post. We must make our callings and election sure. We must make sure we are founded on the sure foundation, which is Jesus Christ. We must make sure that we are reflecting the light, amen, that comes only from Jesus, because he is the light of the world. We must make sure that we are doing precisely that, and that we are in the strategic position that he has placed us in. The Lord is moving his people around into strategic positions, and get in your position and get in the place of your assignment so that the Lord can use you in the area, amen, of the greatest need. He will place us where the need is great, amen, where the gifts that he has can be utilized for the people that need him in this hour, those that need salvation, those that need encouragement, those that need to be ushered into the presence of God because they can't seem to do it on their own. They need help sometimes, and the Lord will send his people into those places to help. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us, God, to be light. Be light. Be light. Be light. We are one body. One body. Be light. There should be no schisms, isms, or hiccups among us. We are the body of Christ, the temple of the Holy Ghost and fire. And the Lord wants to use us in this hour, hallelujah, to manifest his presence to this people with signs and wonders. Glory to God. He's not looking for those that will take advantage of his people. He's looking for those with a pure heart, with integrity, amen, who is faithful to the word and faithful to the presence and the power of God, who has a relationship, intimacy with the Father God. He is looking for us to be light. To be light. The Lord will prosper us. Amen. He will give us exactly what we need as we go forward, as we go forth. But we must be light. We cannot be tainted by the darkness. We must be light. How will those that need the Lord recognize you if you are tainted by the darkness? We must be light. Be light. Be light. Be light. Glory to God. Oh, I give God the glory. Amen. I came before you. Amen. I believe I said in the last installment that I was coming back again. Amen. To talk about light before we talked about salt. because we need to be both salt and light in the earth. The word of God, amen, tells us that, and that we are the salt of the earth, amen. We are the salt of the earth. We are the ones that give the word, the earth flavor. Glory to God. We are the ones that should be going before, not after. Amen. We are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. But sometimes we have behaved as if we were the tail and beneath rather than the head. Amen. And now it's time, amen, for us to take our place. We must take our place. The Lord is strategically positioning each and every one of us in a strategic place of power so that his will be done in the earth. He still wants souls. He is still crying out for souls. He is still moving in the earth to bring souls into the kingdom. Amen. And we, amen, of the kingdom must reflect that light that is Jesus Christ. Be light. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. God keep you safe in Jesus' name. Amen.